We're learning Mishavati B'Chavidat, we're in Chalik Vet, Siman Kaf Chet. Another issue of brachot, a fascinating question. There's a bracha listed in the ninth parak when you see a non-Jewish king. It's this, today's daf tet, in brachot, that the Gemara there says it's a mitzvah to go see a Jewish king. It says it's even worthwhile to go, and if there's a non-Jewish king, to see him, so that, la'atid lavo, you'll be able to distinguish between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. There's a bracha that you make on a non-Jewish king. Okay, so nowadays we don't have so many kings. What about a president? What are the rules? What type of a ruler do you have to be? Like how, what is it exactly? What are the criteria to make this bracha? So the Bala Eshkol, it's not written in the Eshkol, because there's a whole machloket, is it really the Eshkol? Not the Eshkol, it's quoted in the Tshuva by others. He says, it says, what's the rule? It's Mishu Chashuv Vashilton Bin Siyut, he's the top person. V'horeg v'mishpat, and he can put someone to death. Then Mishu Yimcha B'yado, and no one can stop him. So what's the deal? It has to be someone who has the ability to put someone to death. So the Radvaz writes, the Radvaz is living in the 1500s in Egypt. Now the language the Radvaz uses and the language Rav Avadya uses in quoting him is slightly different, but it's fascinating because Rav Avadya just translates it. He says, what about the, and I might be mispronouncing it, but the question is, do you make the bracha on the pecha of Mitzrayim? Now, the Radvaz doesn't write pecha, pechet hey, he writes the basha, bet aleph, shin aleph, okay? But he describes what is this, who is this? He said, nishlach ezei melech tugarma, he's sent by the Ottoman king, meaning he's the person in charge of Egypt, but he's under the auspices of some other king. So he's not, yes, but I don't know, he has his own, like, province, you know? He works for the king, but he's in charge over here. Now, he says, you should make a bracha. Now, he says, I have a problem. Now, even though I know this Sefer Eshkol, he says, you have to be able to kill people. He says, that's not what his job is. He says, there's a Chief Justice. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he's the one who, effectively, gives the death penalty. This person, this pecha, is just in charge of executing the judgment. He's not the one who makes the decisions. He says, but, and he uses a different language, Ravadi is already translating into our language. He says, well, what if there's military law? Bishat Chirum, this guy is allowed to have a court, put someone to death, if necessary, nobody can stop him, even though normally that's not his job, he can, under certain circumstances, do it, therefore, it makes sense to make the bracha. Now, he hedges the Radvaz, he says, but not b'shem u'malchut. Why? He says, because in the end of the day, whatever the king says, he's got to do. They send a law, they send a message. You're right, no two ways about it. No one asks him his opinion. That's it. Whenever a law comes from the king, that's it. That's the way it is. Fine. So what about a president? What about a president of a democratic country? So president of a democratic country, this is Tshuva of Kiryat Chana David. He says, you can't make law. Presidents don't make law. In our country, you need a Congress. In most countries, you need lawmakers to make law. In our country, we follow the three-part system. We have a legislative branch. They make the law. We have a judicial branch. And we have an executive branch. The executive branch just executes the law. He's in charge of implementing the law. He doesn't make the law. And he certainly doesn't judge anybody. He certainly cannot put anybody to death. Although, you can't put anybody to death. And therefore, he says you should not make a bracha on him whatsoever. Now, regarding making law and not making law, while it's true that the president in his country cannot make law, nonetheless, there are a lot of regulations that the president has the ability to implement that, although aren't law, effectively regulate what we do. So what's the difference between a law and a regulation? So ask a lawyer. I'm not terribly interested. But the president, in most countries, cannot put someone to death. Not the way it is. So the Kiryat Chana David says, no bracha on the president. Or Avadi, though, disagrees.
So many family might disagree with you with that.
So it depends on what country you're talking about. Right? It depends what country you're talking about. We're going to see in communist countries, there might be a mitzvah to run to see a communist dictator. Okay. We'll get there. But Ravadi disagrees.
So even Trump assassinated Soleimani.
Okay. Oh, you're saying Trump assassinated Soleimani, but he's not a... Okay. I hear it. Okay.
And I think the law is he may not kill an American, but he does have a right to kill a foreign.
So I would... Apparently, there was a whole bunch of other people who died. And he did... He had to show he was an imminent threat. Whether or not he was an imminent threat to Soleimani, whether he wasn't, I don't care right now. But the law is he needs to be an imminent threat, which means he needs to be a rodeis. If he's a rodeis, and that a general or the commander-in-chief of the army is allowed to kill a Rhodes, that doesn't make him the king. That just means he's my assumption is he was told he needs to be an imminent threat. If he's an imminent threat, it's permissible. I don't want to get into the politics. But that means he's a Rhodes, which means it would be a different rule. Ravadi disagrees, though.
No question. Did Rabbas write the commentary in Arabic?
No, it's in Hebrew.
Okay. Just a small linguistic point, and I may be off. There's no P in Arabic language.
Yeah, no. So he didn't use the word pecha. Okay. He used the word basha. Bet aleph shin aleph. So I looked it up inside because I didn't know what the word meant. Yeah, I didn't know what a pecha meant. So I looked up the Shuvah Radvaz to see. Radvaz doesn't even use that word. Ravadi is translating already to a more modern term. I'm not exactly sure what it means. But Ravadi disagrees that no, the president does have the ability to grant clemency. The president has the ability to grant clemency, meaning if someone gets the death penalty, the president can say no. The president can say yes or no, meaning once the court gives the death penalty, the president of our country has the right to say yes or no. And therefore, that might be enough to say he has the ability to save someone from death. If you have the ability to save someone from death, maybe that's the ability to also say he deserves death. Now, it's not the same. It's not his determination, right? He didn't determine it, but he says that would be enough. And that would be fine. And he says, and the fact that he's only president for a little bit, meaning a king is king forever. A king that you don't get to, the king is king till he doesn't want to be king. President only has a short window, so it's not an issue. For that period of time, he's the king, and it should make sense to say the bracha, even with Shemu Malchut, but hold on, he has a problem. He has a problem because there's a tshuva of the Rabbi Yishaya Pinto in the Nibchar Baket Mikesef, not this one, I think, Mikazmadana, one of his great-grandfathers. And he says, well, wait a minute. The king has to look like the king. So how does the king look? The king has to look wearing the royal garments. If he's not wearing the royal garments, he just looks like one of us. You don't make a bracha. You're supposed to make the bracha because you're impressed. And there's a Zachor L'Avraham. He says, yeah, what if he... You read this in stories. I don't know if it really happened. That the king, you know, dressed up like a pauper to go into through the village. If you recognized him, he wouldn't make a bracha. So Ravadi says, yeah, nowadays, kings don't wear king clothing. Maybe if you go to the Queen of England with a crown. Okay. But presidents of our country wear a suit. Wears a suit. He's wearing regular, everyday clothing. And therefore, you should make the bracha, but without the same umalchut. I'm not going to disagree with Ravadi. I'm just going to point out that it sounds like that back in the day, the king wore king's clothing. And when he wasn't wearing king's clothing, he was wearing simple people's clothing. So he wasn't the king. But nowadays, kings don't wear king's clothing. Kings wear a suit. So the fact that he's not wearing, you know, if you saw the president in shorts and t-shirt, fine. But if you see him in a suit, and you see him surrounded by the Secret Service, meaning the question is, are you impressed? Is that kavod melachim? Yeah, you try to go and go say hello to him. They're surrounded by people. Yeah, that's the kavod melachim. He's easily identified as the president. No one's going to think otherwise. So the fact that he's wearing a suit doesn't sound very... Ravadi says no, so it's just my ha'ara. It sounds a question. I don't know if he's not around to ask. But Nafkamina, I think, I'm not recommending you do this, but Kim Jong-un, the president, dictator, whatever you want to call him, of North Korea, he's crazy, but fine. But he wears a very ridiculous-looking outfit. He has a ridiculous-looking outfit that nobody else wears. He has a haircut, and he puts people to death all the time. It's terrible and horrible, and I'm not laughing at the fact that he does it. It's terrible. But he's identifiable as he's not the king, but he's effectively the king. You can't take it down. He does put people to death, and he's wearing his clothing. I don't know, maybe Fidel Castro also, because he wore his military whatever with all the, you know, if you have to wear special clothing, so now you're limited into what they work. What's exactly going to work? And you have to find, like, a communist dictator who's dressed funny. Maybe Gaddafi. Gaddafi could kill people, and he also dressed like a clown. So the fact that he thought that was impressive, you have to dress different. So that would be, I'm not recommending going and meeting him. He's dead, Baruch Hashem. But you don't have to go and meet any of these people. But if the core argument is that they're not wearing Bigdei Ezrach, that would be a problem. So, again, the criteria are he has to at least have the power either to actually put people to death. Baruch Hashem, that's fading in this world. There are fewer and fewer presidents who can do that. But at least have the power to grant clemency. It would depend on each government who can do that. I don't know what happens in England. Does the prime minister have the ability to grant clemency or not? Is that a queen's function or not? In Israel, I do not believe it's the prime minister. I think it's the president who can grant clemency, but they don't really give the death penalty all that often.
They don't have a death penalty in the UK.
In the UK, they don't have a death penalty, so then it's not really a rest of an issue. Maybe back in the day it was, but then you'd have to have the queen, at least would have the crown, you'd fill it in. The kitzur, if you see the president, you make the bracha, he says, without shemu malchut. He also points out, if you see him on television, you don't get a bracha. Just point out, there's a chida who says, well, what if you know he's there, but you can't see him? He's in the boat, or, you know, he's in the limo. You know it's the king and president's limo, it has the flag. But you don't know that he's there. The chida says you make the bracha. We assume not. We assume you actually have to see him in person, live, and then make the bracha without shemu malchut, because he's not looking very presidential.